hearing underway, and we resume our hearing of submissions on the proposed water and land plan. And I presume there's nothing to report from the officers this morning. All right. Our first submitter is Sam Robbins. So come on up. So good morning and welcome. We've read the original submission that you put in, so thanks very much for that. You don't need to read that out to us because we've already read it, but you're very welcome to speak to that and outline your key concerns for us.
You have a statement and photographs?
We do. Well, we certainly have your original submission.
We got that one there.
It was a regional council sustainability officer that took those photos. I was with them, but I haven't actually seen them.
Yeah, no, we've got that. So the photo, two photos on the bottom of the submission. Thanks.
Four photos, I hope. Just two. Never mind.
And you don't need to stand up unless you really, really want to. You're quite
Oh,
right,
that's so. Good. Thank you. Okay, my name is Sam Robbins. So I farm sheep and deer in the Tianao Basin in partnership with my wife, Karen. The submission relates to Policy 18 and Rule 70, that is stock exclusion from the water bodies. And in particular, our submission relates to stock exclusion from small ephemeral water bodies. We consider it unnecessary to fence off small water bodies and other methods for ensuring water is clean and clear when leaving our property. For example, sediment traps can be used. I have nothing further really to add to submission and the statement.
Okay. The issue of stock exclusion has been raised by a large number of submitters, so you're not alone in your concerns. The issue we have is that central government's put out some national regulations on stock exclusion, and draft regulations were put out earlier this year. We were expecting final regulations to be put out by the government a few weeks ago, but they've been delayed. But the bottom line is, once those national regulations come out, this council won't be able to do very much different to what central government directs. So our hands are going to be a little bit tied in terms of what rules eventually come down in terms of stock regulation. So that's just to let you know, central government's pulled that up and said that's something we're going to deal with.
So have regional councils had any contact with them?
Oh, I'm sure they have. Yeah, all around the country there's been a lot of concern and submissions were lodged with central government. But we still look forward to, and we welcome the input from local farmers in terms of practical issues. We will be able to look at those national regulations and probably vary them a little bit, but we won't be able to make the rules in this plan any more lenient. So the only provision we will have is to make them stricter once those national regulations come down.
I have a farm focus plan with the regional council. Mm-hmm. In that plan, they've called these ephemeral water bodies critical sources, but that was put across before this draft land and water plan came out.
Yep.
Since that came out, and meetings that I've attended with regional council people and deer farmers and whatnot, and I've asked questions about these ephemeral water bodies, answers have been a bit vague, really. Someone say if there's a definite water course, well, they would probably be tempted to call them water bodies, and others just call them critical sources.
Yep.
So that was what raised my concerns.
Yeah, no, and that's a concern too. We've heard a lot from submitters, so we'll be taking a lot of care when we look at the final wording of the plan to decide which provisions need to apply to what people would call a permanent water course and which provisions, if any, might have to apply to intermittent or ephemeral water courses. So that's an issue that we're very alive to as well. So again, the concerns you expressed have been expressed to us by a number of submitters. I'll just see if we have any other questions for you, Roy.
Just one question. You've made mention that you have a farm focus plan. Have you looked at the Appendix N, and it's in the plan in relation to your farm focus plan, and are they the same, similar, or is there some differences there that you noted.
Appendix N.
Yes, have you seen that?
Can you remind me of Appendix N, please?
Appendix N covers a lot of good farm management practices. It covers where you farm, boundaries, critical source areas that you mentioned. It covers nutrient budgets, irrigation, effluent disposal of your dairy farm, those sorts of things.
I talked about a nutrient plan with the sustainability officer, and I talked to it about the local balance rep, and he just threw his hands up in the air and thought, well, crikey, I've had 300 or 400 of these to do. And that's as far as I've got with that.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, just a practical question. You've got deer.
Yes.
Is deer wallowing an issue which concerns you, and how do you handle it?
I find deer wallowing is away from the waterways. They don't seem to wallow in the running water.
So you don't get runoff from the wallows?
No. So they are a problem. I mean, I've been filling them in with gravel and that sort of thing. They are a little nuisance, but I mean, it's not. They're not actually running into the the water from the wallows isn't near a waterway.
All right. Thank you.
No questions. Thanks.
Oh, yes, thanks. Now, you're talking about sediment traps. What is a sediment trap look like? Does it depend on a whole range of things, or are they generally fairly similar?
Well, the sediment trap we have in the photo here is a pond.
Okay. So you mean a pond like a big duck pond or something
yes.
like that, not just a small area?
And then for the last 200 metres, the permanent waterway leaves our farm is fenced off, so it's just a big long weed-ridden creek.
Yeah.
But you also find that even little creeks that aren't fenced off, and when they run through a fence, a bit of rubbish accumulates on the fence, so you end up with a little pond anyway, which is quite useful for but most fences. Quite useful for trapping sediment.
So that one of the photos we've got here shows a fenced off area, and it looks like there's some weed in the creek, like monkey musk or watercress or something. Is that
That's right.
So is that something you leave there all the time, or do you have to clean that out from occasionally?
Well, I actually had to realign that fence because it overflowed onto the paddock and came outside that. So I clean the top end of it, but I haven't cleaned the bottom end of it.
I don't suppose you've done any water testing sort of coming into the top and going out the bottom or anything like that?
No.
That would be feasible, I suppose, wouldn't it?
Is there a kit that I can do that myself or not?
Well,
we're not here to answer your question, sorry. You need to address that matter to the council officers, the staff.
Yeah, so you could ask them whether that might be possible. Okay, thanks very much.
And I've no further questions, but thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.